Do you feel like there's way more to life than what we've been told, but you're not quite sure exactly what? And do you have some big questions about life and reality that need some answers? Then stick around, because today we're going to get you some of those answers. This is a first episode in a four-part series that walks you through my new book, Unity: How the Universe, the World, and You Really Work. We're going to start today with a quick explanation of the book itself, how it came about and its four parts and how it's structured, and then we'll work through each of the four chapters that make up part one, and part two, three, and four we'll go through in the following episodes. So make sure you stick around to the end, because I do have something for you to start to delve deeper into this work. So how did Unity come about? Well, I started writing this book in June 2019, and it took me 3 years to complete, writing it on and off. So after more than a decade of soul searching, questioning, and truth seeking, and trying to figure out how the world works, how reality works, and what's going on, I needed some way to really make sense of all the pieces of information and understanding I'd accumulated. So I started writing. A lot of the information came easily and flowed, and other parts required research and more of a mental intellectual exploration. It was definitely a messy process and quite disconnected, and it took a lot of time to order, reorder, understand, and unravel a lot of the information and content and put it together in a way that makes sense. So the challenge with writing a linear book from start to finish about spiritual and philosophical concepts is they're all kind of interconnected and interrelated. To understand concepts in chapter one, you need to understand concepts in chapter 10, and vice versa. So this final version is written as a linear story or arrangement of interconnected concepts and ideas. So you can definitely read it cover to cover, or you can flip between the four sections, read it a section at a time, read a chapter at a time, or even pick and choose smaller paragraphs or concepts within a chapter, depending on what works for you and depending on what resonates at the time. And you'll understand that when you get into it and see how it's organized. Unity is divided into four parts. So part one is the mega, or the universe. You consider the big picture and understand how reality and the physical realm of planet Earth function. Knowing this, you can consciously begin to use these principles in your daily life. So from the big picture, we jump in part two to the micro, or the individual human. We learn how your mind, body, emotions, and soul function together as a creation tool or vessel to carry your soul through the physical world. Then we jump back up a bit to part three, the macro, or the human world. We understand the artificial and unnatural reality that humanity has created and how it's actually affecting humans. So understanding this, we can begin to make better choices that are going to affect our overall life. And in the final part four, we jump way back up to the cosmos and the all and the everything and where we began, but we revisit it with a deeper understanding of where we are now so that we can more consciously consider the future of humanity and planet Earth. So today we're going to look at part one and start with some of the big questions about the mega, or the universe. So let's start with the opening lines of chapter one. Before anything, there was an ocean of nothing and potential for everything. Energy, a field of energy. Sea of energy, ocean of energy. A force, life force, a consciousness. Higher consciousness, spirit, source, source energy, prana God, the mind of God. All that is and was and ever will be. Let's call it source, source consciousness, or consciousness with a capital C. Source is the point of origin from which something comes into being or is derived or obtained. Consciousness is awareness of or perception of something. Source consciousness is the point of origin of awareness and consciousness. Source is an infinite and eternal field of energy that vibrates and includes everything that ever is, ever was, and ever will be. The starting point to understand anything we're experiencing in this human life and reality is to understand energy. And that's where unity begins. Everything is energy and exists in this infinite field of frequency, energy, and vibration. Energy is in a constant state of transformation. So it shifts and morphs to create physical form, our external realm, and also our internal realm and experiences of thought, sensation, feeling, and emotion. Everything that ever has and ever will exist is made up from energy. As humans, we can start to know energy, but we don't necessarily fully understand the origins, nature, or reason for any of this. We don't know why source consciousness exists or what created it, especially if it is everything. How did it come about? But because it is everything, the ultimate purpose of source consciousness is to know every aspect of itself, which is why everything exists. It expresses in infinite form. So a search for truth requires at this point a certain level of acceptance of some base concepts and ideas to begin with. It requires us to tap into ourselves and our intuition at a deeper level and ask what we know and feel to be true as we go along. So the first chapter explores different aspects of source or consciousness and the search for truth. As humans, we each have a level of consciousness or awareness of ourselves and the world around us. We can perceive and experience, but because we're separate and individual, our perceptions and our perspectives are all very unique and different from one another. So I constantly remind you in this journey and your journey to get curious, ask questions, and seek your answers. I definitely don't have all the answers. No one does. And just like you, I'm trying to figure out how the pieces go together. So this process and this book is intended to help you shortcut the learning, fill some of the gaps in your understanding, and maybe even raise more questions for further exploration. So the question at this point is, how do we remember the truth of who we are? And the answer begins with understanding the consciousness and how energy works. With an understanding of energy, chapter 2 starts to explore the different realms or worlds created by energy. So if we read from this chapter, a realm is a region, sphere, or domain in which something prevails and can refer to any area of activity, interest, or thought. Realms can describe parameters of universes or dimensions and the worldly, as well as physical, mental, emotional, relational, spiritual, and ethereal realms and aspects of the self. A realm is like a cloud of consciousness taking a particular form within that overall ocean of source. So worldly relates to the three-dimensional world and its pursuits, where ethereal or energetic relates to the regions beyond the three-dimensional experience of Earth. So there are multiple scales of realms. Within source consciousness, we have universes, which are a system of energy working together. Multiverses are a group of multiple universes that work and interact together, and they're like a system of systems. So we've been told that planet Earth exists within the Milky Way or one galaxy within a universe. But this concept of realms and an infinite consciousness assumes there's more beyond just what we can see in the sky. So we don't know for sure because we haven't been there. So as I've already said, some of these concepts require faith and an open mind. But even if all that exists is what we can see from Earth, many laws and principles still govern our reality that we can observe and know every day. Within our universe are dimensions, which quite simply are the laws and principles that determine how a particular realm functions. So a simple way to begin to understand this is to understand our own reality of space and time on Earth. We take a point and first extend it to a line. This is the first dimension. The second dimension extends that line to a flat plane, and the third dimension extrudes the plane to a three-dimensional space and form. So we have length, width, and height or depth. The fourth dimension adds time, and it places objects at a point in linear time. Now, this is a really simple introduction, but beyond the fourth dimension, time and space start to do some really crazy things. And we also explore density consciousness and different levels of awareness, and we then wrap up specifically with the Earth experiment. So this is an idea that planet Earth was created as a realm with particular conditions that aspects of source could come into an experience in the physical form. At its core, the Earth experiment is about creating a contained environment where aspects of source consciousness can morph into a wide range of physical forms and experiences. So everything is energy of different frequencies and levels of consciousness and awareness. A rock or a plant has a different level of awareness than a dog or a human. So this whole game we're playing on planet Earth is about experiencing contrasting energies and the process of raising vibration, consciousness, and awareness versus contraction and lowering vibration and consciousness and awareness. Question is, what is the relevance of the universe and concepts like dimensions and the Earth experiment to everyday life? So the answer lies in understanding how universal laws impact your reality. So in chapter 3, we start to explore universal laws. Universal law encompasses the natural, non-man-made, and immutable or undeniable conditions that determine how reality and consequence operate within the universe and particularly the Earth experiment. So you could consider universal law like an agreement set out between different aspects of Source to create a series of conditions on how energy will function within a particular realm. So everything within that realm is subject to those universal or energetic laws, regardless of whether you know they exist or not. So what this means is that everything you think, do, or feel is affected by universal law and the behavior of energy. Most people are completely unconscious of this and so are creating and living unconsciously and unaware. But when you begin to study and understand universal law and how energy functions in our reality, you can begin to create consciously, deliberately, and with awareness rather than accidentally. Universal laws have been studied throughout human history. There's no definitive list of these laws, but they come from observation of how reality and energy function. Unity goes into detail to start to explain 12 widely accepted universal laws. These include the law of divine oneness or mentalism, where everything is interconnected through a field of energy and affects everything else. We've kind of talked about that. The law of vibration, where everything moves and vibrates on a spectrum to varying degrees. The law of action says that action must be applied to create in the physical realm. You can't just meditate and think your way into creating. The law of correspondence says the universe is holographic and similar across all scales. So what exists in one realm exists in all. The law of cause and effect says nothing happens by chance. You create your reality as the energy of every word, thought, emotion, action, and behavior have an effect or consequence externally to the same energetic vibration and frequency as what created it. The law of compensation says you'll get in return what you give, or what you sow, you shall reap. The law of attraction says that positive or negative like energies attract like energies across all different realms. So our inner realm determines the level at which we vibrate and attract into our outer realm and life. The law of perpetual transmutation of energy says energy is continually changing form. Nothing is permanent and everything is temporary. The law of relativity says everything is only made real compared to something else. We need to contrast. The law of polarity or duality says everything exists on a continuum or spectrum between opposites, and so it can be moved or changed. The law of rhythm says everything moves in rhythms and cycles and shifts from one end of a polarity of a spectrum to the other and back again. And finally, the law of gender says everything has feminine and masculine energy, which must ultimately balance. So this is just a small insight into universal laws, but they're operating whether you know about them or not. The question is, how do we use universal laws to create in our everyday life? And the answer lies in understanding human behavior through the lens of natural law. So the final chapter in part one explains natural law and delves into it quite a lot of depth. Natural law is an existing condition that is inherent in nature, truth, and reality. It's binding, immutable, fixed. It can't be changed. You can't argue with it. It just is. It's the way humans naturally behave. Natural law theory defines morality and what is inherently right or wrong or good or bad as intrinsic to natural behavior and instincts. So we mainly use natural law in reference to human beings, but applies to the natural behavior of all species. They have a natural way of being. Natural law starts with the idea that all humans are designed with a series of needs that must be met to support us through our life journey. At a basic survival level, we must fulfill our physical needs and keep our bodies functioning and alive. And when we've met that need, we shift to our emotions and the need to feel safe. Then we have mental or cognitive needs for learning and growth, and relational or social needs to interact with others. So these needs cover our physical self or our human form, but we also have an etheric or energetic aspect. Our soul needs to know and understand our true essence. Our higher self that created us needs to self-actualize and meet our potential or purpose or why we put ourselves here. And we need to understand and remember who we are and connect to Source and something bigger than ourselves. So these needs are natural and inherent in human beings. And with them comes a suite of what we call natural rights and morals that exist to allow us to meet our needs. Again, they're there. They're not created by humans. They just are there. So the premise is that we have separated as individual aspects of Source consciousness to experience ourselves as separate physical beings. We're connected connected as one energetically, but separate individually. We're separate and whole. Natural law is based on ideas such as sovereignty, self-responsibility, and the free will of the individual human to choose and define their own life journey without interference. We exist in an infinite field of energy in which our universe and planet Earth were created for aspects of source to experiment, play, and explore. Universal laws and natural law have been created as a framework for us to function within, and our body is a vessel and a tool to create within these laws. Human beings are intended as separate individuals with the power to choose and create our own experience from infinite possibilities. In theory, this is the perfect model to allow us to explore and create freely. However, the world we exist in and the collective of humanity are functioning in ways that just don't support our natural state of being. The question is, why are we choosing to create this reality when we could create anything? And the answer lies in the way we as human beings are designed to function that most of us are unaware of. If this began to answer some of the big questions or even raise some more questions, then make sure you hit like and head on over to lizwatt.com/unity to grab the book. Or if you want a taste first, you can just check out the first chapter for free. The link is in the description. So make sure you check out the full series to discover how our human body is one of the most powerful creation tools that exists, why the human-made world is so dysfunctional, and how we can actually move forward to create something different. If you're catching this episode new, make sure you subscribe and click the notification bell so you're alerted when new episodes are released. Otherwise, the four parts to this series will appear on the screen or the link will be in the description. In the meantime, thank you so much for watching. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.